Well, tomorrow evening, I'm looking forward to going and seeing Les Miserables playing at the Jubilee. And that musical is set in the 1830s. But I want you to go back to the year 1789, which was when the French Revolution started. But the consequences of that revolution affected generations to come. Subsequent to the revolution, Napoleon Bonaparte rose to power, and he became the Emperor of France in the year 1804 and continued in that position until the year 1814, for 10 years. Around the year 1810, he said to a Catholic cardinal, "I am going to destroy the Roman Catholic Church." To which the cardinal responded, "You silly little man. The clergy have been trying to do this for 1800 years and have been unsuccessful, and you think you're going to be able to destroy the church?" And indeed, within 4 years, Napoleon's empire crumbled. A year later, in 1815, he came back to power for 100 days, and then we know he died in exile in the year 1821. Now, the reason I begin with this example of Napoleon is that it brings into our consideration something that often happens in the world. People who come to assume, or nations that come to assume absolute power, think they are invincible. And I want you to keep this idea in your mind as we rehearse now our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah. This is another difficult text to understand on its first hearing. So let me unpack it for you. Remember, if you were at Mass yesterday, Ahaz, the king of Judah, had formed an alliance with the superpower Assyria. And Ahaz thought, okay, because I'm in alliance with Assyria, that's going to protect me from my northern neighbor Israel from attacking me and overwhelming me. Well, we're now a number of years down the road, and Assyria has definitely had a profound influence on Ahaz and Jerusalem, but not in the way that Ahaz thought. For what Assyria has done is come and usurped Ahaz and Judah's autonomy. And indeed, in our passage, Isaiah the prophet is the mouthpiece of God. And listen to what the Lord says. "Ah, Assyria, the rod of my anger, the club in their hands is my fury. Against the godless nation I will send him, and against the people of my wrath I will command him to take spoils, seize plunder, and to tread down like the mire of the streets." In other words, God was going to use Assyria to discipline Jerusalem and Judah. But Assyria went far beyond what the Lord had expected. For as it goes on to say, "But this is not what Assyria attends, nor does he have this in mind, but it is in his heart to destroy, to cut off nations, not a few." In other words, what Assyria wants to do is the same thing that Napoleon wanted to do. He wants to have complete control. And this is what happens when a nation has this kind of mindset. It's the worst kind of pride. It's called hubris. It's the idea that I am the only kid on the block, no one else matters, and I will continue to succeed for generations into the future. And then Isaiah, speaking for the Lord, now actually articulates the attitude of Assyria. And this is what Assyria thinks of itself. "By the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding. I have removed the boundaries of the people and plundered their treasures. Like a bull, I have brought down those who sat on thrones. My hand has found like the nest, the wealth of the peoples, as one gathers eggs that have been forsaken. So I have gathered all the earth." In other words, what Assyria is saying is, I am so powerful, I am like a bull in a china shop. I can just completely destroy and no one will stop me. Or I'm like someone who can just go and gather eggs from a nest and they're all mine. I am in complete control. But then God speaks from the perspective of God. And listen to what God says. Shall the axe vaunt itself over the one who wields it? Or the saw magnify itself against the one who handles it? As if a rod should raise the one who lifts it up, or as if a staff should lift up the one who is not wood. In other words, what God is saying, Assyria, you are an instrument in my hand, and yet you are thinking that you don't need me, and you have no awareness of me. Now, what does this mean for us living in the year 2018? It's always the same. That we always live in a world where in one form or another, the kind of pride, the kind of hubris that leads people to think, we do not need God. We are in complete control. And one of the things that's fundamental about life in the 21st century in the West, as Pope Benedict XVI has said, we are living in a time where there is the total eclipse of God in the Western world. Where people are thinking, I can do whatever I want to, I can live whatever way I want to, and there are no consequences. There are no effects of this. And indeed, while we might not have leaders quite to the extent of a Napoleon or the Assyrians, I don't know about you, but there seems to be a lot of political hubris in the world today. That is exactly the same kind of attitude that's articulated here in Isaiah. So how do we as the people of God counter this kind of hubris, this kind of pride? Well, pride is the first of the seven deadly sins. It's the worst. And the corresponding virtue is humility. Listen to our psalm. He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, he who teaches knowledge to the human beings, does he not chastise? In other words, to have humility is to understand that God is the one who made the eye. God is the one who made the ear. He both sees and he hears. And we are called to live a life of deepening dependence upon the Lord. And that's exactly what Jesus says in today's gospel. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent. In other words, from the prideful. From those who think, I can figure everything out on my own. And you have revealed them to infants. In a world of hubris, you and I are called to celebrate more and more our littleness, to truly delight in being children. Because when we know that we are children of the Father, when we know that we are under the tutelage of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, listen to the promise our Lord gives to us. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and any to whom he chooses to reveal him. And beloved, let me end with this application. Who does Jesus choose to reveal himself to? To the little ones. It has always been thus. And this week, as we are reading through Isaiah, we see how contemporary this book is, that was written 2,800 years ago. What a beautiful thing it is to be like little birds who each day are fed by their mother. Well, we're like those little birds, each day being fed by Mother Church, so that we can have that which sustains us and can, with today's collect, pray, grant us, O Lord, our God, that we may honor you with all of our mind, and love everyone in truth of heart. Isn't that beautiful? To honor God with our mind and to love everyone in truth of heart. In a world that is becoming increasingly proud, in a world that is becoming increasingly godless, our response is the response of the humble, the response of those who say, Jesus, feed me. I'm little, and I cannot sustain this life or live as your child unless you feed me. Amen.